Hello and welcome to episode 81 of the KIT English Podcast. My name is Casey. Thank you for listening. Today I have a very interesting guest, a foreign guest. What is your name?
My name is Igor Gonzalez.
Igor Gonzalez, thank you for joining me today. Where are you from, Igor?
I'm from Panama.
You're from Panama?
Yeah.
Okay. And where is Panama? Maybe our students don't know exactly.
Well, Panama is in Central America.
Mm-hmm.
You probably heard about Colombia.
Yep.
So Panama is between Colombia and Costa Rica. It's
okay.
A really small country.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit hard to find on the map, though.
All right. And you're here as an exchange student to study Japanese.
Yes. I'm part of the JACE program, Japanese for Science and Technology.
Okay. So you go to university in Panama?
No.
No.
Where do you? I go to college in the U.S.
Okay.
To Rose Holman Institute of Technology.
Okay.
In Indiana.
In Indiana. And Indiana is right in the middle of the United States.
The Midwest.
Yeah, sort of to the north, if you're looking at a map. Yeah, what do you study at Rose Holman?
Well, I have two majors, biomedical engineering and chemical engineering.
Wow. Science.
Yeah, I love it.
Cool. What year are you at Rose Holman?
Well, after this summer, I'm going to be a third year.
Okay, so two more years.
Yeah, two more to go.
All right. So, is this your first time in Japan?
Yes,
it is. How are you doing so far?
It's been pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Japan is a different country altogether.
I think so.
But that's what makes it interesting.
Right.
Isn't it?
Right. And let's see, where should I go next? What other countries have you visited in your life, aside from Panama and America?
Yeah. I've been to Costa Rica, El Salvador, Bolivia, Colombia. I think that's it.
Okay. Central America and South America.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about your time in Japan. How long have you been here?
Now it's been almost 3 weeks.
Yeah. Okay. And when are you leaving?
Well, I'm staying a week after the program, so I'm leaving on the beginning of August.
Okay, so you still have more than 1 month.
Yeah.
What do you have any plans other than studying Japanese every day? Do you have any plans to travel to other parts of Japan or do anything interesting in Kanazawa?
Well, I actually joined the karate club.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And regarding travel plans after a program, I kind of want to go to Kyoto and then Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
I also kind of want to go to Fukushima because I have some friends there, so I want to visit them.
Yeah. Well, it's nice. We have a bullet train now.
The Shinkansen is so convenient.
Yeah, it is. You can go places a lot easier than before. When did you start studying Japanese?
About 2 years ago.
Okay. At Rose Holman?
No. Actually, in the University of Panama.
Okay.
I used to go to college back in there in Panama.
Mm-hmm.
So they after that, I transferred to Rose.
Okay. And what's your Japanese ability now? Like, if you watch the news, can you understand?
Yeah, I could probably understand spoken news. I probably couldn't read the newspaper yet.
Yeah. How about kanji?
That's probably why I can't read the newspaper.
Yeah. I'm taking the Japanese test in less than 2 weeks. And so now I'm really trying to put a lot of kanji in my head. I haven't been studying hard enough, but now I feel a lot of pressure.
Which you're already taking, N2?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I passed the N3 about 3 years ago, and then I didn't study a lot between then and now. So the pressure's on for me. Mm. So why did you become interested in Japan?
Well, as I mentioned before, like, I joined the karate club.
Oh, in America?
No.
Here?
No, back in Panama.
In Panama, okay.
Yeah, since I was 4 years old.
Ah, okay.
I've been training karate, and that's how I became interested in Japanese culture.
Okay.
And, well, my story is a little bit of a funny one because I applied for a scholarship through the Embassy of Japan in Panama.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, regrettably, I didn't get it. But I decided after that to begin studying Japanese because I really wanted to, like, apply for grad school
mm-hmm.
to come here. I still intend to apply for grad school to come here.
In Japan?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So, you know, for that, I needed to study Japanese.
Yeah. So, but for a long time, you've been sort of interested in this country. All right. How about some big differences between Japan and Panama or America? What are some of the big things you notice?
You can actually ride a bike.
Yeah.
In a city.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that I found really convenient, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I don't need to, like, pay for a car mm-hmm. or, like, be bothering about, like, my means of transportation.
Mm-hmm.
I just can go ride a bike. And in Panama, I guess you can ride a bike, but drivers are not as aware mm-hmm. of bike drivers, so you're probably getting run down by a car.
Yeah.
And in the U.S., everything is just so far away.
Right, right. And especially, like, wintertime, you're not riding bicycles anywhere. Yeah, it is nice. And the streets, a lot of the streets here have a bicycle lane, so it's a lot more comfortable and safe to ride around. Let's see. My next question. What do you like best about Japan?
That's a very deep question.
Don't think too hard.
I will say the food.
The food?
Yeah.
All right. What food have you found that you really enjoy?
Sushi, of course.
Sushi.
Yeah.
Can you eat all, like when I eat sushi, I basically only eat salmon or tuna.
All the different stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's the weirdest sushi you've had so far?
Well, I went to, I think, Kuro Sushi the other day,
mm-hmm.
and they had this inari sushi which had meat in it.
Oh,
and
really?
Egg. It was something really weird.
Yeah.
A very interesting experience, if I were to say.
Yeah. Huh, I thought you would say something like uni or something.
No, I mean, that would have been like kind of normal because, mm-hmm. you know, that's part of a normal sushi what's considered
right,
weird.
Right.
But that was like totally weird.
Yeah. Yeah. It is weird to see the meat dishes going by on the conveyor belt. All right, Igor. Well, thank you for joining me today and telling us about your experience in Japan so far. I hope you have a great time for your remaining month and a half or so. And I hope it's not too hot when you go to Kyoto and Tokyo.
It cannot be hotter than Panama, I bet.
Probably not, but it's getting to be the most uncomfortable time of the year in Japan. So anyway, thanks for coming today.
No, thanks to you, and thanks for inviting me.
All right. And everyone else, thanks for listening. We'll be back again soon. Bye-bye.